Well, at last, Danny, I found someone my own age to interview. Tomorrow, you unfurl the league flag. How great an honour is it for you?
It's obviously a great honour, thinking of the people who have done it before me, all great people. And I think it was last year, Scott Brown opened it. Year before, John Clark, obviously the last Lisbon Lion to have done it. Yeah, it's nice.
Your memory is notoriously wonky, but I will remind you, on August 26, 1970, you made your Celtic debut against Dundee United in a League Cup tie. You came on as a sub 48 years ago this month. Does it seem like it?
48 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, I remember it because obviously I came on at half-time, I think, for Harry Hood. And I think Davy Hay was playing right back and Davy Hay was pushed forward. And I went to right back. And Boy Murdoch said to me, Danny, when we get the centre, I'll get the ball back from whoever's up front and I'll give you the first touch of it early on. So I went, right, okay, Bobby. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, if Bobby's going to pass the ball to me here, I'm going to have to pick that faraway corner. The tunnel has just come out is the corner I was aiming for. So it comes to me. Bobby passes to me, which is nice. And I'm thinking, side of the foot and put it in the corner. The ball is about a foot from me and it bobbles over my foot, goes out for a throw-in. I'm thinking, what are the supporters going to be thinking about? Their new young boy has come in from the reserve team, can't even control the ball. The ball just bobbled right in front of me. That was it.
After 48 years, Danny, is the game still the game? Or, you know, people would say it's changed beyond all recognition. Is it still just 11v11 for you?
No, it's completely changed. And the game's, rightly so, more protective of the skillful players and the good players. And I think the players are taking advantage of that, of, as we saw in the World Cup, players just not even touched, just go to ground and just overreact. And you never, we never thought of doing that because we were all men, as we thought then, and you've got to be tackle hard, take hard tackles, which we all did, most of us.
Celtic are playing this weekend on their new lush surface. Do you still get the same enjoyment watching the game now?
Yeah, I'm watching Celtic. So I'll always enjoy watching Celtic. Whether it's different players, whatever, I'm watching Celtic Football Club perform on the stage, which is the park. Yes, I still enjoy it. I still get a little thrill when we score a goal or not playing well. I join them in the crowd who are booing. No, I don't do that. But I join them with the mob.
In 1983, for your services to the game, you were awarded the MBE. A few weeks ago, an old pal of yours got a knighthood. Do you call him Sir Kenny?
I will do, yeah, I will do, because he deserves it. The amount of work he did with his Liverpool Football Club. And he's just a nice guy. He's a nice guy who's, I think, always been a nice guy. I haven't seen Kenny for years, barring on TV. And I've phoned him two or three times to congratulate him on his knighthood, but he's obviously changed his number. So he doesn't want to talk to us ordinary people with MBEs.
In the time you've been at Celtic, you've been part of the 9-in-a-row team, you've the club centenary in 1988, the arrival of Brendan Rodgers, the double treble. You're still here at Lennox Town. Do you think there's still more distinctions to come for this Brendan Rodgers-led side?
I'm sure. I don't think Brendan's reached his peak yet. I think he'll be obviously looking to win the league this year, but as he says, it's one game at a time. As some people say down south, this is a one team league. If they come tomorrow and see Livingston playing against us, they'll realise it's not that easy.
The game against Livingston is completely sold out. You'll get a rapturous reception from the supporters when you unfurl the flag, and then the supporters will put pressure on Celtic for somebody else to unfurl the flag a year from now. Is that just the nature of the business?
Of course it is. And I think the players are smart enough and know the game well enough to realise, yeah, it's another fight, it's another battle, it's another European campaign, which we hope we go further. I mean, getting further is getting into the stages of the Champions League. So they've all got that to aim for. They've got things to aim for. And I'm sure every player has the same aim.
When you go into that park, will there be a wee part of you that wishes you were not wearing your good suit, but was wearing the strip?
I don't think so. No, because I've been on the park various times, and as you get older, as you know, Hughie, things get bigger. And the park just looks enormous. You know, when you played, it was like your old backyard, because you play on it every week, every second week. You just become accustomed to it. You just become part of the mould. You just go into it. But now, I've been away from the park such a long time, I don't feel part of it, although I am a part of it. So it's hard to describe how I feel. But I still enjoy it. I still enjoy the whole day, the furling of the flag, the game, and the meal after it.
When you started, it was Jock Stein who's the manager.
Yeah.
Now, 48 years on, it's Brendan Rodgers, and in between, there were great men who managed the club. Brendan Rodgers is clearly doing tremendous things. He's creating history for Celtic. How do you assess the manager now?
What am I supposed to say to that? He's won two trebles. Just magnificent. You know, there'll also be other adjectives which people will use, but magnificent is the only one I can use.
Is the treble possible?
Everything's possible, Hughie, but nothing's certain. You know, and I'm sure we all know that. But I think, yeah, we'll have, or obviously Rangers are hoping to dismantle it and take us down. That was fine. And Aberdeen will be trying to do the same. Hibs have come through with a great finish last year.
Well, I never thought 48 years ago when we were on the bus out of Drumchapel that you'd be the elder statesman of the club. But I hope you enjoy your day, and I hope you enjoy being the elder statesman, Danny.
I'm sure will, Hughie. I'll enjoy it with my family and my friends, and my friends are Celtic supporters, so I'm looking forward to enjoying it with them.